This is Jim Fetzer, your host on Authentic News, right here at RBN Live, this 11th day of June 2024, simulcasting on Speak Free Radio. Reaction is set in. Right-wing tsunami. France stunned after Macron announces staff decision following crushing defeat in the European Parliament vote. The war policies and the migrant policies are coming home to roost. Macron said France would hold new elections on June 30th and July 7th, a high-stakes maneuver that the Wall Street Journal said stunned the nation after projection based on early ballot counts came in for Sunday's elections for the European Parliament. The projection showed the national rally garnering around 31%, twice the support of Macron's Renew Party. That, of course, is the party of Marie Le Pen. Here's more about what's going on. Far right gains in the EU election deal stunning defeats to France's Macron and Germany's Scholz. This is from U.S. News and World Report. Far right parties rattled the traditional powers of the European Union and made major gains in parliamentary elections Sunday, dealing an especially humiliating defeat to French President Emmanuel Macron. Remember, he's a guy who's so eager to send French troops to Ukraine. On a night where the 27-member bloc palpably shifted to the right, Italian Prime Minister Giorgio Meloni more than doubled her seats in the EU Parliament. And even if the alternative for Germany extreme right party was hounded by scandal involving candidates, it still rallied enough seat to sweep past the slumbering Social Democrats of Chancellor Olaf Scholz, also a guy very keen to conduct a war in Ukraine against Russia. Meanwhile, former ambassador to Germany, Eric Grenell, said the United States should heed what's happening across Europe, telling Newsmax it's a backlash against progressive and woke policies. Fed-up Europeans sent progressive packing in parliamentary elections for the past 4 days, replacing traditional power brokers with conservatives. French President Emmanuel Macron dissolved parliament, called for snap national elections in 3 weeks. By the way, he could lose massively. I predict that he will. Grenell joined Rob Schmidt tonight to say the results across Western Europe could be a harbinger of things to come for the United States. Fed up Americans could drive President Joe Biden out of his White House in November in favor of Donald Trump and his policies. Don't have any doubt about it. You really have to look at what's happening in Europe and realize that progressive policies are under attack. People realize the woke left, when they put together their governments and they put together their policies, they can't produce. People are unhappy. Their economies tank. You look from Germany to France to Belgium. Everywhere there's a Republican conservative style sweep. I hope that's going to happen in our country as well, but we've got some works to do. The Europeans have watched inflation take over. They've watched their economies go to the bottom suddenly. Now we got countries like France that are scaring Macron, because the conservatives are marching toward a takeover, and he's just called for election. He's that scared. It's not going to play out well for Macron, for Scholz, or others who've been pro-war, progressive, and you know, been supportive of the migrant invasion. Meanwhile, responsible statecraft reports, Congress let Ukraine hit more targets inside Russia with U.S. weapons. I can't begin to tell you how colossally stupid is this. U.S. policy toward the war in Ukraine is to escalate rather than work to calm tensions, if activity on Capitol Hill is any indication. In late May, Politico reported that Biden admin had quietly given Ukraine the authority to conduct limited strikes in Russia using U.S. weapons. It was a stunning shift in administrative policy that underscored the dire battlefield conditions in Kiev and risks a serious escalation in the war, according to the admin's own thinking. In relation to the news, lawmakers have introduced two competing amendments to this year's National Defense Authorization Act. One, introduced by Representative Thomas Keene of New Jersey, remember, wasn't he the running mate of Hillary? States that it is the policy of the United States to lift restrictions on Ukraine's ability to strike legitimate targets inside Russia with U.S. provided weapons. What exactly legitimate targets means is not specified in the legislative text. According to last week's reporting, the White House had only greenlit strikes near the area of Kharkov. One of the co-sponsors, Representative Jake Archenschloss of Massachusetts, recently told Semaphore he wanted the admin to give Ukraine even broader description. They should authorize all weapons to be used to strike any site within Russia that has military applications. That means energy infrastructure, troop staging sites, industrial sites. Others who praised the decision lamented that the Biden admin had not arrived at that conclusion earlier in the war. Well, if you want to go out all out with Russia and have the United States decimated, that's exactly what you ought to do. Guess what's happened? Russia has now declared the United States an enemy for the first time amid strained relations over Ukraine. The Kremlin spokesman, Dmitry Peskov, has called now the United States an enemy state. This is rather shocking, and it's coming from an indirect news source. It's coming from the Hindustan Times. He claimed authorities provided no rationale. Oh, that's about Scott Ritter. Russian President Vladimir Putin press secretary Peskov remarks came after former American intel officer Scott Ritter claimed he was prevented from visiting St. Petersburg and his passport was confiscated by border officials. Responding to it, Peskov told reporters, the latest manifestation of the rabid campaign to stop Americans from communicating with Russia would only be understandable if the move had any connection to his former intelligence status. We are now an enemy country for them, just as they are for us. According to Argonisto, a reputable Russian investigative website, neither Peskov nor Putin have ever referred to the United States or other unfriendly countries as Russia's enemies. Well, we've earned that status now. And this idea of allowing U.S. missiles to strike anywhere in Russia is not going to go down well in Moscow. Meanwhile, how much worse could it get? Ukraine now claims first ever fighter jet strike on Russian territory. This in Zero Hedge. Ukraine is touting, they're proud, that it's launched a successful airstrike by fighter jet inside Russian territory. Sky News is reporting a significant first of the conflict. An unidentified Ukrainian military source described to the UK outlet that an air-launched missile strike was conducted inside Russia's Belgorod region Sunday, hitting a Russian command node. Sky News raised the likelihood that a Western-supplied missile was used in the attack, highlighting that it comes soon after Western allies, including the U.S.,
greenlighted Kiev's use of NATO-supplied munitions to attack inside of Russia. Stupendously stupid. Meanwhile, Colonel McGregor
has opened a new northern front. Are they about to do something big, or is this a feint? And in fact, what is going on with the whole war, both at the tactical, operational, and strategic level? There's a lot of confusion going on and seemingly contradictory signals really coming out of multiple sides. And we have nobody better to try and untangle some of this than Colonel Doug McGregor, CEO of Our Country, Our Choice, former decorated combat vet and friend of the show. Doug, welcome back.
Yeah, happy to be here, Dan. By the way, I like your black jacket.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. It's kind of a black day. Just kind of feels like an appropriate thing to wear. So listen, I want to just jump right into this. I know your time's a little bit limited today, and we wanted to jump right into this big stuff here. So there has been some action over about the last 36 hours that make it appear that something, anyway, is going on in the northern part, in the area of Sumy, separate from the Kharkiv operation that has been going on since the 10th of May. Here is actually military in summary channel talking about what's been going on over the last 12 hours.
Things, most important news are coming from Sumy direction. Today, the Russian sources, more precisely the Telegram channel Kadyrov 95, this is, let's say, official channel, Telegram channel of the head of Chechnya. And on this, in this video, we can see how the Russians were bombing and attacking the villages and settlements along the border. And based on this video, we can make a conclusion that the Russians started something in this direction. In the end of the video, we have an episode with the Russian soldier who raised the Russian flag inside of the, let's say, town hall of Ryzhovka, and also the Russians showed the sign of the town hall. And based on this video, most of the mappers have adjusted their maps, showing that Ryzhovka is under complete Russian control.
Now, so far, Doug, that's just one village that's right there on the border. So it's unclear if this is a big penetration, but Weave Union actually suggests that there is something bigger going on in the region, whereas prior to this, Russia has started off basically de-electrifying a large portion of the area in this section, which could either indicate something big is coming, or it could also be a feint. And I wonder if you could talk about that on the backside of this video.
There are reports that the Sumy region is entirely without electricity or power. This means that this could be a larger operation, as this is a result of multiple strikes along the time of this war, but also that this is likely a direct attack, whether it is a hacking attack or similar, where they simply cut off everything for a small period of time, where they try to disrupt all communication within the region to allow these Russian soldiers to make initial advances. We'll have more information once the situation has become clearer and time will tell what has happened.
So first of all, Doug, I wonder if you can just tell us your best assessment of what this represents and what is actually happening in the northern part of Ukraine.
I think you're witnessing the sort of spring rainstorm before the flood. And this is really one of those shaping operations. It's going to contribute to the fall of Kharkov and the movement further west and north by Russian forces in the area. It's very clear right now that there are several things baking in the oven. One is what I just described. The other is coming south out of Belorussia, a potential buildup there. Well, actually, it is a buildup. And I think that they, at the right point in time, will sweep south and cut off Kiev. By that time, most of these Russian troops should be further west. Now, what's the point of all of this? First of all, if you know that you're winning, and that is clearly the case with the Russians, what are you concerned about? You're concerned about taking no unnecessary casualties. So the emphasis on keeping Russian losses very low is probably greater now than at almost any point in this war. Putin and his generals have been very, very concerned about the preservation of Russian life, more so, I would argue, than any previous Russian or Soviet military establishment in living memory. And right now, I think that continues to bother him. At the same time, you've got to look at the maps, look at the road nets, look where the rail lines are, look at the rivers and streams, And then you'll see that these shaping attacks make sense. So I think you're going to see something much larger and much faster in the near future, because he does want to wrap this up. The question is, as he wraps this up, what occurs in Kiev, especially when it becomes clear that the Russians are headed down towards it as from the north as also from the east. I suspect we'll see Zelensky packing his bags and leaving.
Now, it's ironic because from the...
I think that's right. Zelensky packing his bags and leaving. Meanwhile, the U.S. ambassador slams Hungary for relying on Russian energy, even while the U.S. remains a huge buyer of Russian uranium. Mind you, that's going to end. Having declared the United States to be an enemy, it would be stupid for Russia to sell any uranium to an enemy. It's going to end. Taking his cue from Minister of Foreign Affairs and Trade, Peter Smargo's recent visit to St. Petersburg International Economic Forum, the U.S. ambassador to Hungary, David Pressman, used the occasion to launch yet another attack on Hungary's conservative government. Hungary's foreign minister makes his eighth trip to Russia since Putin's invasion of Ukraine. Hungary's government says it's a party of peace while continuing to stand with Putin's party of war. Hungary's addiction to Russian energy is dangerous and unnecessary, wrote in a Facebook post. Minister Sarajevo is right. Energy diversification is not a matter of ideology, but one of physics. The laws of physics in Hungary are no different than the laws of physics in every single one of Hungary's EU partners, all of whom have chosen to reduce dependence on Putin. But why should energy? Why should Hungary do so? In fact, Hungary has been acting in a highly responsible fashion. Meanwhile, a U.S.-backed Ukrainian publication has created a new energies list. Check out antiwar.com, the U.S. government-affiliated Ukrainian web publication. Data Journalism Agency has just released a report attacking hundreds of prominent American individuals and organizations as enemies for not supporting sending more money and weapons to Ukraine. The report, titled Roller Coaster, From Trumpists to Communists, The Forces in the U.S. Impending Aid to Ukraine and How They Do It, intends to smear American politicians, journalists, and social media influencers as tools of Russia writing. Most of the people in our study do not have direct proven ties to the Russian government or propagandists. However, the arguments they use to urge authorities to distance themselves from Ukraine echo key messages of Russian propaganda aimed at depriving Ukrainians of the ability to defend themselves with Western weapons and funds. Notice the parallels with the attacks on the anti-genocide movement here in the United States, which is supposed to be Hamas propaganda when it's nothing of the kind. Here's someone who was actually placed on the list. Kale Antonzin discusses the war in Ukraine and Israel's war on Gaza, and he was placed on the list.
Welcome back to Conflicts of Interest. This is episode 611, and today is June 10th, 2024. I'm the host of the show, Kyle Anzalone. We got a lot of news to talk about on today's show, and this is a little bit interesting because today I got to talk about myself a little bit because a State Department-linked group put me on a list of anti-Ukrainians. So we'll be talking about that and more on today's show. I really appreciate if you could take the time to share today's show.
We'll be right back.
Health Simple with Colorado Shilajit. Effect bit number two. In Ayurvedic pharmacology, Shilaji is the king, Raja Yoga Vahayana. Raja Yana is one of the comprehensive disciplines of Ayurveda. It comprises of specialized uses of herbal minerals to achieve the optimum state of health. Raja Yana is a path to achieve homeostasis and thus retarding the process of aging and the prevention of diseases. Shilaji stands alone as the king herbal mineral over all other earth-made substances. Within Raja Yana, Shilaji is the ultimate substance that improves quality of plasma and blood. Thus, it strengthens and promotes health to all tissues of the body. Legit Shilaji, like Colorado Shilaji, is as the literal Sanskrit translation implies. Shilaji is the conqueror of mountains and the destroyer of weakness.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Charles de Gaulle once said, actually, it's difficult to envision in this regard any other criterion, any other standard than gold. Yes, gold, which does not change in nature, which can be made into either bars, ingots, or coins, which has no nationality, and which is considered in all places and all times the immutable and fiduciary value par excellence. So when the question is, why gold? It's simple, my friends. The answer to that question is simply, why not? Like it or not, precious metals will always be the world's reserve currency. Even though nations do not define their currency by their worth in, say, gold, individuals still buy gold and silver to protect themselves from inflation. The more money a nation's central bank pours into the economy, the less valuable its currency, the dollar it is, which means the price of everything else rises. $21 up for a bag of dog food. Seeing that the dollar is cheap, that's why the cost of everything goes up. It's because the buying power, the value of the dollar has tanked. It's worth nothing. And yet gold that your family would have owned in 1907 will buy at least the same amount of goods, if not far more. William McPhee once stated, it's extraordinary how many emotional storms one may weather in safety if one is ballasted with ever so little gold. The truth about money, gold versus cash in a crisis, gold, a valuable thing to store, the power of gold in times of crisis. Historical sketch of paper currency. Oh, and beware the ides of rare coin dealers. And Alan Greenspan's speech on gold and economic freedom. How interesting. I'm going to give you gold and silver in five easy lessons. Seeking out the most efficient and most secure route to owning gold and converting it into widely accepted currency is the next best thing to enjoying gold-backed currency, my friends. In a world of central bankers hell-bent on devaluing our savings, you need to own private gold standard. Contact me, Jeffrey Bennett at Kettle Moraine Limited, by calling our phone number at 602-799-8214. That's 602-799-8214.
Help, I need somebody help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone. Help! Well, when I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured. Now I find I've changed my mind, I'll open up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down, and I do appreciate you being around.
AIWAR.com, which was also put on that list of the Ukrainian website, that roller coaster list. The chair of Israel's National Unity Party announced Sunday he was quitting the emergency government and war cabinet formed after October 7th, called for Prime Minister Netanyahu to set a date for new elections. Said Netanyahu was preventing Israel from achieving true victory in Gaza. I call on Netanyahu, set an agreed election date. Don't let our people be torn apart. The National Unity Party's exit does not force elections, since Netanyahu's coalition still held 64 out of 120 seats in the Knesset. Katz called for others to join him, including Defense Minister Gallant, who's a member of Netanyahu's Likud party, but recently called out to PM over his lack of a clear long-term plan for Gaza. Meanwhile, four hostages were freed. In the process, 274 Palestinians were slaughtered. If you have to kill 274 people to free four others being held hostage. Is that a successful military operation? According to the Israeli and U.S. governments, it is. Israel, apparently with some U.S. help, attacked the Nusra camp in Gaza, freed four hostages seized by Hamas. In doing so, however, Israeli forces had killed and wounded hundreds of unarmed men, women, and children. It was worse than that. Not only did we have U.S. drone flights supporting the Israeli operation that killed over 200 Palestinians, not only do we have testimony from the Nusra massacre, I heard all of my friends' last breath, but get this. Red Crescent says the Israeli troops came in and aid Trump to free the hostages. This is a gross violation of international law, but then that's all they're doing in Israel today. Jerusalem, a Palestinian Red Crescent, said Monday, Israeli troops used an aid truck to infiltrate central Gaza's Nusrat camp, where they rescued four Israeli hostages over the weekend. The Red Cross local Palestinian branch said that it warned of the danger of the occupation force used on Saturday of such a vehicle to infiltrate the camp. The occupation forces deceive people by disguising themselves under the cover of aid that civilians desperately need amid their suffering from severe food insecurity, meaning they're starving to death. This endangers the safety of relief teams. Think about it. Such a precedent raises the possibility of humanitarian aid workers being perceived with suspicion in the future. This is totally outrageous. And I guarantee this is a violation of international law. Meanwhile, the Cradle reports that Israel precipitated this attack, this massacre, to block a ceasefire deal proposed by Hamas. Ismail Haniyeh, the head of the Hamas Movement Political Bureau, says Israel launched its bloody massacre and captive rescue operation in the Nusrat camp Saturday to block a ceasefire deal. Speaking with Al Jazeera on 10 June about the U.S. proposed ceasefire deal and prospect for ending the war, Haniyeh said Israel attacked the Nusrat camp, killing at least 274 Palestinians and retrieving four Israeli captives to block any agreement that would end the war. Israeli forces bombed various civilian areas of Gaza from the air to create chaos and pave the way for Saturday's operation, while executing Palestinians in cold blood in their homes where no Israeli captives were present. Haniyeh also accused the U.S. of being part of the attack, saying the Biden White House is no less criminal than the Israeli leadership. He's got it right. Absolutely got it right. Meanwhile, there's much more taking place here where I have to regain access. Stand by. Here come more of our stories for today. At least five others were killed in Israeli attacks as Gaza hospitals appeal for help. They're not going to get any. Jewish extremists clashed with Palestinian burned fields in the West Bank town. Israel wants a report deleted from YouTube that exposes the massacres taking place there. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tom Bolton for EaseOff. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org, smash that donate button, like Russian peacekeepers smashing through the Azov neo-Nazi terrorists in the Donbass.
I don't think you can explain politics without looking at Jewish power any more than you can explain physics without dealing with gravity.
9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation that involved multiple states, the Saudis, the Israelis, and what you could call the deep state in the United States.
With anti-Semitic remarks.
yeah, you're jiggling juice, we used to say. The dancing Israelis.
So even the Republicans now are compromising, and they're pushing issues that are destructive to the white race.
They would always say, like, are we just going to talk about this stuff on the radio? And what are we going to do about it?
Either we force the democracy to work by actually getting the ballot access, getting the candidates, getting in office, getting our message out there to the people, or we expose just how undemocratic it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. I look at all the lovely people. I look at all the lovely people.
Eleanor Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do they all belong?
Here's Redacted with a bombshell report detailing how the Israeli lobby controls the U.S. Congress.
It is very strong and very powerful and basically controls all members of Congress. More on that in a second, because we have a bombshell new report exposing how deep it actually goes in Washington, D.C. But first, some context on foreign government interference. Remember Hillary Clinton funded, helped create something called the Steele dossier?
I remember.
Said Russians were attacking our elections, that Trump was collaborating with Russians, that they're the reason she lost the presidency to Donald Trump. She still to this day says that Russia was to blame for her losing the election in 2016.
For PSYOPs, because they sent out a bunch of trolls that sent you anti-Hillary Clinton information that made you not want to vote for her. That's specifically what she said they did.
Exactly. So they were all over social media, and it was a PSYOP, and that's why you decided to vote for Donald Trump, because of Russian interventions in the election.
And I got a question. Was it because they were posting the truth about her?
Actually, well, in Nicole Pearl Roth's book, This Is How They Tell Me the World Ends, she talks about how they would take any kind of information. This is what she says that these Russian trolls did, like take true information and then twist it in some kind of unflattering way and then boost it. So, but a lot of, if you actually know a lot about specifically here at Hillary Clinton's warmongering ways, you don't need lies to not want to vote for her. But
so anyway, you remember the mainstream media at the time followed suit, then running breathless headlines like this. Here was the New York Times, the plot to subvert an election, unraveling the Russia story so far. Here's another one. Here's how Russia will try to interfere in the 2018 election. So they're continuing. It's going to keep going. Oh, in 2020 as well. So the mainstream media was selling you this cooked up story, started by, of course, the Hillary Clinton campaign. And even the FBI launched a massive Russia election interference investigation. So the FBI was all over this. In fact, they were going out to social media companies warning them about this, right? They were fully involved in this, the FBI was.
We got special counsels for this.
It was a big deal.
Special taxpayer-funded counsels with some of the best, highest-paid lawyers in the country.
So it turns out it was all a lie, cooked up by the Democrats. Foreign interference in our elections? Well, that will not stand. Unless, of course, Israel does it, and then it's perfectly fine. We all know that it's happening. We'll just look the other way. So the New York Times is out with a bombshell story today. I can't believe the New York Times actually published this. Keep this up here on the screen if you would, Philip, because we need to breathe this in for a moment. The New York Times, Israel secretly targets U.S. lawmakers with influence campaign on Gaza war. Israel's Ministry of Diaspora Affairs ordered the operation, which used fake social media accounts urging U.S. lawmakers to fund Israel's military, according to officials and documents about the effort.
The only problem I have with this headline, if we could just keep it up, is the past tense of the word used.
Used, yeah, as if it's not still happening.
Come now.
Because I'm going to show you in a moment how it's currently happening. So if you speak out against the genocide in Gaza, you'll be targeted by Israel, of course. I wonder if the FBI will now launch an investigation.
Should we get a special counsel?
It would seem appropriate under the circumstances, a foreign government interference in our elections?
Mm-hmm. Go on.
Influencing members of Congress? Where is the FBI outrage?
Is there a single congressman that would take that on, though? You know what I mean? Because they're all Israel.
There are seven.
I'll show you one at least who would be happy to take it on. Foreign interference in our election process. Don't hold your breath, though, that there's going to be some sort of investigation. It's Israel, and Israel controls Washington, D.C.
Yes, don't hold your breath. Meanwhile, the Democrats have been very worried about the Hunter Biden trial for gun possession crimes. Here's a story of a day or two ago. There's enough evidence, according to MSNBC legal analyst Barbara McQuaid, for a jury to rule Hunter Biden guilty in his current trial. Monday marked the start in Delaware. In September, federal counsel David Weiss filed 3 federal firearm charges against Hunter, including making false statements and willfully owning a firearm while abusing drugs. According to McQuaid on the Jonathan Capehart Show, the jury could fairly conclude that Biden is guilty based on the subsequent amount of evidence the prosecution has given, even if it were impossible to show Biden's intent. So just circumstantial evidence is required as a modicum, a little sliver of justice. Jury finds Hunter Biden guilty of all 3 gun charges. A Delaware jury on Tuesday found Hunter Biden guilty on all 3 gun charges after only several hours of deliberation. That, of course, was today. The historic verdict of the president's son also reflects Hunter's high-status gamble to go to trial instead of accepting a revised plea deal proposed in the summer of 2023. There is typically a 2 to 3 month delay between conviction and sentencing. We don't know what the sentencing guidelines will be if he's convicted on all counts, but one legal expert said they likely would specify around a year in prison. Hunter's gun trial judge, Mary Ellen Nicoria, recently delivered a one-year sentence to a defendant in a similar gun case. He asked for 6 months, but you gave him a year. That would be very modest. He certainly deserves it, but I fully expect that his father is going to pardon him. Meanwhile, Hunter Stripmer makes a disturbing claim. Here's what happened days after she got pregnant. The Biden White House have been working overtime to hide damaging Hunter Biden stories. The harder they try, the more the scandals keep spilling out. Perhaps the most alarming has been Hunter and his family treatment of his own daughter. Hunter fathered a girl with Lyndon Roberts, a former stripper with whom he had a brief affair. Joe has refused to acknowledge his granddaughter, and even Hunter tried to fight providing support but lost in court. Roberts made an alarming revelation that should worry every American. What was going on the day she found out she was pregnant with Hunter's child from the Daily Wire? Ex-stripper Lyndon Roberts said during an interview last week, the night she learned she was pregnant with Hunter's child, her cell phone crashed, her iCloud was hacked, and a lot of the content she'd backed up was deleted. She said the phones had black, green, and purplish line fluttering on the screens as they crashed. Sam, it was a complete meltdown, and she had to replace her phones the next day. When asked what she thinks happened, she responded, "That is still up in the air. That's something I can't explain. I don't know exactly what happened. But guess what? Just about everything related to Hunter was gone from her account. The data was backed up, but everything in the cloud was lost. The damage was so bad, she had to purchase new phones. That's the way it is. They have all kinds of high-tech capabilities. Something like this, child's play." Meanwhile, Merrick Garland has confirmed he's petrified a smoking gun is going to sink Biden's prospects for re-election. What would that be? Polls indicate more than 85% of Americans believe that Biden is too old to serve another term. Since he took office, Biden's exceedingly rare public appearances have highlighted his significant physical and cognitive decline. How about pooping on D-Day? Special Counsel Robert Hur's investigation into Biden's classified document scandal put the Democrat president's age back in the headlines. The report concluded Biden had mishandled classified documents since his days in the Senate. But Hur suggested that because of Biden's advanced age and difficulty remembering basic information, no jury would actually convict him out of sympathy. Biden couldn't remember what year he served as vice president, even what year his beloved son Beau died from brain cancer. The written transcripts of Hur's interview with Biden were released, but the Department of Justice has refused to release the audio recordings to House Republicans. The absence of a legitimate need for the audio recordings is supposed to lay bare your likely goal, according to them. But it appears, in fact, the actual reason. The Biden Justice Department admitted it had altered Biden's transcripts, claiming it only removed supposed filler words like oom. The transcript is not accurate and was changed in a way to help Biden Judicial Watch. President Tom Fitton said, "There's nothing ordinary about this. The transcript inaccuracy issues seem to help Biden political campaign." In other words, his utter incompetence in even dealing with elementary questions would have been manifest in the audios. So they cleaned up the transcript in order to conceal it. Meanwhile, get this. New national poll finds 62% of Americans, including Democrats, support a national program to deport all illegal aliens. Favor, 62%. Opposed, 38%. Earlier today, CBS polling expert Anthony Salvanto broke the news to Margaret Brennan on Vesa Nation. 62% of Americans want all illegal aliens rounded up and deported. Anthony Salvatado, we tested in a general way in principle. Would you support a new government program that would deport all people living in the U.S. illegally? And that finds majority favor. That finds 6 in 10. It's strongest among folks who are MAGA. It's strongest among Trump supporters, but also from some Democrats as well. The news stunned the far left CBS host, Margaret Brennan. So unpack that a bit, because it's 62% of American favor deporting all undocumented immigrants. So Homeland Security says Biden already has deported or repatriated more people in the past year than any year since 2010. And then, depending on details, what's being talked about on the campaign trail, some of what Trump talks about could be illegal. It doesn't seem practical in some sense to round up children. And then we know that the courts have questioned whether local authorities would have the ability to do it, and federal authorities don't have the resources. So exactly what people think they are supporting. That's where Salvatano disrupted her words. Well, when you measure public sentiment on this, or really just about any policy, you're getting a sense of direction. You're getting broad brush strokes. But those kinds of details, well, that's often up to the legislature and the courts later on. We've tested even the idea of, should local law enforcement be involved in this? A lot of folks say yes. Again, the details. You're not going to pick that up in an aggregate public opinion. Leftists hate it when the country catches up to their treachery. I agree. Meanwhile, VDare publishes a piece about World War II vets who are appalled. Here's a photograph. Here's a soldier on D-Day. And they add the thought, I hope my grandchildren become minorities in their own country. By the way, the overwhelming majority of the soldiers who have fought our wars, World War I and World War II, were white men. White men have fought the wars, the battles for America. That's precisely the category that the Democrats want to extinguish. They want to make whites a minority in America. Even Biden has declared it. Meanwhile, Zero Hedge. Illegals marching in New York City usher in the next phase of Biden's color revolution. Illegals block Times Square and call for abolishing ICE. They're not happy with the executive order Biden signed yesterday that basically does nothing to stop illegal immigration. Here they are. Marching in Times Square. Hey, I'm with that 62%. It says get rid of them all. Meanwhile, we have a mapping of illegals distributed by state. And I'm telling you, it's really heavy in California, in Texas, slightly lighter in Florida, Illinois, Washington. Then we get Oregon, Nevada, Arizona, Colorado, Pennsylvania, Virginia, Ohio, Indiana, Michigan. There are a whole hell of a lot of them here. 10.5 million. 10.5 million. Drawing resources, disrupting our lives, not assimilating into our culture. Outrageous. Meanwhile, even the NAACP has joined a growing chorus demanding Biden halt arms shipments to Israel. Good for them. Citing Israel's killing of more than 36,000 Palestinians in Gaza and its defiance of a world court order to stop attacking Rafah. The NAACP Wednesday joined a hundreds of human rights and civil society organizations urging the Biden admin to halt weapon transfers to Israel. The leading U.S. civil rights group noted Israel's defiance of the International Court of Justice May 24 order to stop attacking the southern Gaza city of Rafah and the IDF May 26 bombing of a refugee encampment there that killed and wounded hundreds of Palestinians, including many women and children. A total death toll of Gazans has reached over 36,000, with another 81,000 injured, the NAACP said. Nearly 500 Palestinians in the West Bank, including 117 children, have also been killed.
You know, I need someone. When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone, and I'm not so self-assured. Now I find, I've changed my mind, I'll open up the door.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
Well, here are seven more stories where the titles will convey. So we got the genocide going on, the NAACP and a whole lot of other civil rights, human rights organizations are opposed, and how does Congress respond? They invite Netanyahu to address Congress set for July 24th. This is so disgusting, so repulsive. I'm furious. Meanwhile, Trump holds a massive rally in Las Vegas. AOC says Trump will round up his political enemies and throw her in jail if he wins. That's so silly. But what is Biden doing with his political enemies? He's going after Trump. He's got all these January 6 people who've been incarcerated. He's going after one lawsuit after another. AOC ought to look in a mirror. Take a look at her own party. They're the ones who are abusing the law, not Donald Trump. Meanwhile, Democrat Atlanta prosecutor jailed for stealing $15 million of COVID funds to buy a Rolls Royce and a 10-carat diamond ring. I mean, this is like Fannie Willis. This is another black woman Democrat prosecutor in Georgia who's just looting the public trough. Meanwhile, Peter Navarro shared a surprising fact about the way he's treated in prison as a Trump supporter. And he goes on to explain, everybody in prison loves Trump and they hate Biden. Why? Because Trump had proposed a new method of treating prisoners with respect that the Biden people had violated. He's in Miami. He's at a particularly tough prison. He brought up a number of inconveniences, how prescription drugs are hard to come by, food is low in protein, high in sugar, certain to worsen any condition from diabetes to hypertension to heart conditions and kidney issues. But he said the inmates love Trump and hate Biden. The good news is the vast majority of inmates love Donald Trump for passing the 2018 First Step Act and hate Joe Biden for not implementing it. Same with the correction officers. Trump and I respect the uniform. They know that, while they also know Biden has been a disaster. So even in prison, they know the facts of the matter. Meanwhile, Zero Hedge reports the U.S. economy is finally cracking. This is going to be a huge story as we make the run-up to the election. A huge story. Friends of Fringe Finance, Mark Spiegel of Stanfilippe Capital, released his most recent investor letter on May 31st. With updates on macro and his fund positions. And it turns out we're hurting. We're hurting bad. As I say, there will be much, much more to come. Meanwhile, the College of Physicians and Surgeons has issued its fiery statement condemning child gender transition. It's about time. I'll be right back and take your calls.
There, are you gonna wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease Off Drop and Lift?
What in the world is an Ease Off Drop and Lift?
Our Ease Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ezop LLC, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Welcome to the second hour of Authentic News right here on RBN Live, this 11th day of June 2024, where I take your calls. First up, John in Michigan. John, welcome back. Join the conversation.
Well, another great first hour. I have to do that because it is really true that you should get the respect for all you put into it. 5 days a week, that's a lot of work. But I would like to just comment on something that keeps coming up on your show about the Constitution, that this Constitution this and Constitution that, and the courts. If anybody does some research on the bankruptcy of 1933, we're still in that state. Every Congress has to reinstate the War Powers Act. And you can find this this little short read at famguardian.org. That's F-A-M-Guardian, G-U-A-R-D-I-A-N, famguardian.org. And just see that the Republic's not here and that this country is being run like a corporation. The courts are, we talked about maritime courts.
Yeah, go right ahead, John. Did I lose you?
Hello?
Go ahead, John. Keep going. Lay it out.
Well, I'm just, Cynthia, I love her her desire from California. I'm not criticizing her, but we aren't in a constitutional state. We're in a administrative state, and it's run by the Rothschilds, and they were given complete, the money system, they were given permission to print as much as they wanted to. They told the government at that time, as much money as you need, we'll just keep printing it.
John, listen, do you have find it objectionable if people point out that something's going on in violation of the Constitution? I mean, it seems to me that's appropriate to do, even if we're not in a constitutional state, as you declare. Still, pointing out how we're deviating from where we ought to be seems to me to be very appropriate. I do not find that objectionable. Your thoughts?
No, I'd like to hear the input about what should be the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the common law courts, but that's not what we're dealing with. You bring up the Constitution in any of these courts, and the judge would just tell you, you have no place.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm having my own dealing with the court system. I was just in court this morning, for example, and I'll just tell you, it seems to me the courts are not following the law. They're not paying attention to what higher courts are directing them to do. The attorneys are fabricating cases that bear no relationship to the truth. I was even citing two of the Supreme Court rules here in the state of Wisconsin about truthfulness and the needing to bring only arguments or cases in good faith that were being violated by the attorneys in this case against me. We'll see what happened. But it was obvious to me that the judge who was presiding, hadn't even read the ruling of the Court of Appeals when it reversed. Because they were trying to take funds that don't belong to me for a garnish for, you know, the mess sum I was saddled with over the phony case of about Sandy Hook to get my book. Or, by the way, let me say, let me remind everyone, you can download the redacted version of the book for free. It's available on my blog at jameshvetzer.org. Go, and when you get there, you can just scroll down through the stories. I think in the second page, you'll find fake news, the truth versus Alex Jones. Go there. You can download a redacted version of Nobody Died at Sandy Hook. You can also download Sandy Hook Truth, a memorandum I collaborated on with Robert David Steele for then President Donald Trump. You, between them, you're going to understand what did and did not happen at Sandy Hook. John, go ahead. Give us a final thought.
Well, I just would like to have this bankruptcy article read by most people, because the Federal Reserve notes are unsigned checks written on a closed account. It just explains the whole system and why your court systems have to be exposed, and it's through the Federal Register that Ralph Winterroth exposed to me over John through Republic. The Federal Register, all these agencies went rogue after the bankruptcy, and that's when they established the Federal Register, and then there's the administrative...
John, it's available online, right? You have a URL for it, an email, an address where one can obtain it?
Well, it's at famguardian.org, and the Senator Traficant, he talks in 93 about it, but the Federal Register, anybody can go there and file a complaint, but all of these agencies, they don't use it. And they don't have the jurisdiction, they don't have the authority, and that's where we have to. So where all of these courts and every commission, every school, everything's supposed to go through the Federal Register, and then the Administrative Procedure Act of 1946 gives you the rules on how to do it. And this is all what Ralph Winterroth was exposing, and of course they took him out just like they took John out. But just go to the Federal Register, folks.
I think years and years ago, he interviewed me on his show. It was a good guy, John. I like your preserving his memory and all your valiant efforts to keep things straight here when we talk about the Constitution and all that, John. Most welcome. Your calls are most welcome.
Coinage Act of 1792. The Federal Reserve cannot print coins. They print paper. That's what they use. The Coinage Act. They can't do that, and Colonel Bull Gright said that all we have to do is stamp one coin that says we...
John, we're losing you, my friend. Yeah, I'm always glad when you call, John. Thanks for all that. Laura in Michigan. Okay. Laura, join the conversation, Laura.
Mr. Fetzer, I guess Putin is doing just what he said in his speech. He's going to put ICBMs in six countries. He's already been seen near Cuba. He's off the coast of Florida right now. He was over in Venezuela. I don't think he was just stopping in to say Privyat, which is hello in Russian.
Yes.
Making his deliveries. And now he found out that the new president of Mexico, she's going to allow Putin to put an ICBM in her country.
Is she going to do that, Laura? I'm thrilled to hear it.
That's right. She said they could.
We were worried that she was...
all countries.
Laura, we were worried because she's Jewish that she was a Zionist, but I'd say obviously not. I'm glad.
Yeah. Well, all these countries now are going to have... the U.S. can't tell them what to do. They all are all armed.
I love it. This is wonderful, Laura. Give me again. Mexico, Cuba, Venezuela, what other countries?
That's all I know right now.
Okay, well, you get back when you know more. I want to hear every word of this.
There's supposed to be six, so.
Good. I mean, that's right. I mean, when the U.S. said they could use U.S. missiles in Ukraine to fire deep into Russia, I knew it was a bad move. He's mad now.
And they keep doing it. Just said it, F-18 is something deep in Russia right now? Belgrade or something. So,
you mean
he's not going to put up with this?
No,
we got morons.
We do. We are led by morons. You got it exactly right, Laura. Love it. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
Get back with updates. Bye. Frank in New York. Frank, join the conversation. Frank.
Hey, Jim. Thanks for taking my call. You know, Jim, I don't see why he's got to put those missiles in other countries. I mean, the subs they've got are superior out there from what I've heard. I don't know for sure, you know. Yes. So, but I mean, I guess maybe he's going to do that to say, look, we can play this way. You want to play that way, you know what I mean? He has been restraining himself, and I think mostly to keep down the body count.
But Frank, Laura made it clear. It gives those countries muscle. It doesn't allow the U.S. to push him around any longer when they are armed that way. So what he's doing is strengthening those countries. I mean, it's a very appropriate form of response to the U.S., putting U.S. missiles all over the place. Let's put Russian missiles all over the place and see how we like it. Don't you agree, Frank?
Well, I agree totally, and she made a great point, and as you followed up with that, I'm just saying he didn't have to do that, okay? I think he's trying to say, hey, look, we can do this. You want to play hardball, we're going to play hardball, and it's not going to be nice, you know? But the reason I called, Jim, I'll be quick, is because, you know, Hunter got convicted, okay?
Right.
So, he's going to get an appeal somewhere along the line. I don't know how long but they might time it, okay? You know, who's this? Biden came out today. And he said, you know, I'm the president. He said, but I'm also a dad. And he said, and I love my son dearly, as does my wife, and this and that. So he might be setting this up where he says, you know what, instead of being president, I'm going to pardon my son. I'm going to pardon my son, and then I'm not going to run for president again.
Yes.
And then you could go down in history. Some people could say, look, you know what I mean? Instead of being selfish, he stood up. He took care of his son, you know what I mean? And he bailed out.
Yeah.
And this may be a way, Jim, I'm just saying, for them to possibly move him out of the way. Yes, sir.
Frank, I think you're spot on. I floated that idea months ago in the contemplation of Hunter's trial, that exactly that scenario would play out. And it's become overwhelmingly more likely, Frank.
Especially I think so, Jim. You know, we're going to, you know, and now, you know, the guy from the CIA, he said, the day after tomorrow, I believe, was supposed to be the day he steps down.
13th.
But I think they'll wait till the 13th, you know, but to me, it appears, you know, I hadn't been aware that you had said that, Jim, but, you know, you are you're on the cutting edge on a lot of issues, and that's for sure.
There's no reason you would have heard me say it, and you're making a very appropriate observation, which I endorse 100%. I think it's a perfect way to drop him. David Axelrod was just on a show claiming no way that they're going to replace Biden, but, you know, you say that today, and then the following day they replace him. They cannot go into the campaign with him on the ticket. It would be a catastrophe.
And I'll tell you, Jim, one thing that kind of gave me an inkling to this was he said he wanted to debate Trump. And they're going to have a debate, June 24th or something.
Right.
You know, so they're going to bail him. They're going to knock him out of there before the 24th. I mean, Trump will chew him up and spit him out if they get in a legitimate debate.
Yes, I do agree.
Know?
So they're going to, I think it would have been Gavin Newsom, but he's mucking up. You know, he's a mediocrity. He's turned California into a catastrophe. So are they going to say, let Gavin do for America what he's done for California?
He's brutal. I was telling a friend of mine, my friend, though, he's a very conservative guy, and he said, the guy's a bullshit artist, though. He says, you know, I know there's shit in the streets in Frisco, and you can steal up to $950 in L.A. without getting arrested. And he said, but the guy talks, he's got the gift of gab, and he said, you know, he might do it, you know. Like, and it might be Michelle. You know, we'll have to see. Big Mike might get the call. But I think, like you said earlier, Jim's going to be one or two of them, and you know, I think that's the way it's going to go myself.
Frank, I got a colleague who's in St. Petersburg, former Army Intel and PsyOps officer Scott Bennett. And he told me there was a lot of interest in Michelle being a man and asked me to send him, you know, links. So I sent him, you know, my deception galore from the false flags and conspiracy 20 2000 conference. You can find that on my blog. Look for Deception Galore, and you'll see a whole host of evidence how we know that Michelle was a man. In fact, is a man today with breast implants and a huge shaving bill. Frank, how are the American people going to respond when they learn this about Big Mike?
I don't know. A lot of them will vote for Michael Robinson. They don't care, Jim. You know what I mean? As long as it ain't Trump. You know what I mean? Anybody but Trump. Don't give us Barabbas. They'll be screaming. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's kind of crazy out there. I can't believe the country's going the way it is, Jim, with the open borders, the transgender stuff. And these people don't back off. You think that transgender stuff would have went back in the closet. They come out more and more. You know, Pride Day, the NHL, I think 32 teams just agreed to you know, put out some pride flags or something. I think they had a beef of last year where some of the players didn't want to be wearing that stuff. You know what I mean? But I think they got them all in line now. So they're just going to keep pushing forward and forward. You know, it's another way of population control, indirectly. Well, directly, I guess. You know.
You know, I mean, this election Sunday in Europe was a repudiation of all this progressive stuff, and I mean, it includes this transgender nonsense. And did you notice? I mean, it was the very last story. Well, next to last, American College of Pediatricians issues fiery statement condemning child gender transition. There was one more story after that I didn't get to even mention. Wyoming teacher fired for refusing to call transgender students by their preferred names. How absurd is that, Frank? What are we doing?
Jim, the whole world's upside down, brother. It's unbelievable. It truly is unbelievable the way we're going, you know, and they just don't back off, and they push and push and push. And, you know, like Owen Schroeder was reporting the other day, you know, men can get naked at these pride parades, walk down the street and shake their ding-dongs and do whatever they want. You know what I mean? It's, well, if somebody else got naked and walked down the street, the cops are going to get you, beat you up, and throw you in jail. You know, but if it's under the guise of a pride parade, oh, you know, we've got to, you know, worship that. It's really crazy. Well, I used to work at a public agency, and they get the American flag flying there now, and right underneath they get the pride flag. And, you know, those people have a problem, you know what I mean? But, you know, do we have to cater to everything? You know, it's ludicrous. We give more to the immigrants than we give for people in our own country collecting Social Security. It's crazy,
and
Jim, the whole world is.
And we have one day to honor our veterans, but a whole month for these weirdos. I'm telling you, Frank, I've reached a point of disgust. I'm a different strokes for different folks kind of guy. I don't care what you do in the privacy of your own home between consenting adults. But all these parades and all this other paraphernalia and teaching all this rubbish to our children, that is repulsive and disgusting.
And worse than teaching them, it's, you know, cutting them up. You know what I mean? A lot of these doctors are getting rich on these operations, and I think most of them are from the synagogue of Satan, if I'm not mistaken, you know. So they just keep pushing that issue, Jim.
You got it, Frank. Good stuff.
All right, Jim, you have a great one. Keep up the good work. Thanks for taking the call.
I always like hearing from you, Frank. Frances in North Carolina, join the conversation, girl.
Hi, young man. Several things. One, as far as the various, like the North American Union, there were two other ones that had not been touched upon earlier. Other than being the North American Union, your European Union, which people are already averse with, as well as the Asian Union. So basically all the various families, such as the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, and you name it, are playing chess with the world, as it were, and so forth. So it doesn't surprise me one bit. Now, this aspect of creating a department in order to get the illegals out, I say, wouldn't you want to fund this department and the U.S. government to get these illegals out? You know, that is just simply nothing more than doublespeak, saying, we want to make this department so we can get a lot of money raking in, so we can use it as we want to, and use it use the illegals as an excuse in order to get people to abide by this and go for this, so they can rake in more money, taxpayer dollars for this, let alone the Federal Reserve spitting out money to do it. So, which is kind of an oxymoron, for that matter. So, if people don't see through that, I don't know what it is, and the fact that they're using the people that are illegally and being given...
Thank you. Thank you for calling, Francis. I always enjoy hearing from you. We'll be right back after this break.
Waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air. And 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Another caller I'm glad to hear from, Joe in Florida. Make Israel Palestine again, my friend.
Can Francis have a final thought?
Oh, sure. Go ahead, Francis. Give us a final thought. Give us a final thought, Francis.
Hey, young man. My final thought for you, and I apologize for sharing this at the last second, but you know, when they think about this thing about changing children's sex and so forth, which is nauseous for that matter, but you know something? They had been doing this since the 90s when they were dumping chemicals in the food and the water and so forth to feminize the bodies whenever people are going through the reproductive cycle and so forth. So this whole thing has been plotted for the past three decades or two and a half decades. So it's no wonder they're still trying to propagate it and basically chop the young people in two as far as their sex goes, physical sex goes, and the hormone crap. So
yeah,
people need to think about what they did back in the 90s and never thought twice about it, what they ingested or drank or whatever, that basically altered their hormones. So now, now they're starting to scream about it. Yeah. Anyway, with that, have a great week.
Thank you, Francis. Joe in Florida. Joe, join the conversation. Joe, are you there?
Hello. Now I'm here. How are you, Jim? Good to hear you.
I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're here.
Thank you.
I keep mentioning your motto, make Israel Palestine again, Joe. That's such a winner.
That's it. That's it. About the European Parliament election.
Yeah.
Now, I find this very interesting. So what we've seen is in Germany and in France and right.
Go ahead. We lost you there, but go right ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm saying the European Parliament, okay, this election where everything's moved rightward. What I'm getting concerned about is that these left-wing totalitarian fascists, all these people like Olaf Scholz and Macron, and we know that they're totalitarians, right, especially after the COVID behavior.
Yeah.
And then this war.
Yeah.
This Jewish war against Russia. I'm beginning to fear that they all see the handwriting on the wall and that they're going to try and start this war against Russia. They're speeding up. They are desperate to have active war against Russia. And I fear, and including Biden, that these deranged people who in some cases stole the elections, for instance, I think Macron stole his election. And they know maybe the jig is up. So their only way of holding on to power is to start this war. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's highly probable. I agree. Yeah, Le Pen ballots were torn. It turns out in France, if you have a torn ballot, it doesn't count. When they mailed them out, already torn. They were pre-torn. We seem to have had a legitimate election. Le Pen is overwhelmingly favored by the French, and rightly so. But I think you're spot on, Joe. They feel they can only cling to power if there's a war, but most of us will be dead if it happens. So, I mean, talk about a pyrrhic victory.
And so, therefore, they're desperately, and I wouldn't put it past them to do a false flag and to try and blame something on Russia. That's the way they behave, you know.
Right.
The other thing I did want to say real quick was, the other point is, you know, this happened on Thursday and somehow in all the drama, whatever, it kind of, to me, got not as much attention. So on Thursday, Mitch McConnell and Mike the Shabbos Goy Johnson did officially announce that they have invited the satanic Jewish mass murderer, Benjamin Netanyahu, to speak to the U.S. Congress. And the date is July 24th. So I'm thinking we need, as Americans, forget what our party is. There should be a mass protest. People need to go to Washington. How dare these people invite this? Literally, his hands are literally dripping with blood. The satanic Jewish terrorist murdering people. Now, it's fascinating. I saw the report on Fox News Channel, which I lately have come to call it Fox Jews Channel, right? So they're reporting this, the hostage rescue. Oh, aren't we? Won't we love the Jewish Israeli terrorists? Because four hostages were free. Meanwhile, not a mention, not an even whiff of a mention that 274 Palestinians were murdered in that so-called operation.
Yeah.
And you're right, because you highlighted this. You know, how about this idea, Jim? We had participation in this massacre, okay?
Yeah.
We allowed the Israelis to pretend that we were their cover, humanitarian aid trucks, and they jumped off of the trucks, I believe, and attacked and murdered people, the Jews.
Yeah.
Okay, so this peer, this alleged humanitarian peer, which we know for...
Joe, hang on. I'm carrying you over. Hang on. I'm carrying you over. Stand by.
Sure,
right.
Sure.
We'll be back with Joe.
the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org, T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Get more tank will save you money every month on gas. I'm Dave Von Kleist, and I noticed increased performance after my first tank of gas. My mileage increased by 2.5 miles per gallon, and I'm saving money on every fill-up. Get more tank is American-made, is used by trucking companies and heavy industry, and is now available to the public. Get more tank works in any gas or diesel engine, cleans your engine, improves performance, reduces emissions, and you'll feel it every time you step on the gas. If you're an owner-operator, farmer, heavy equipment operator, or use any kind of engine from chainsaws, leaf blowers, lawnmowers, ATVs, you name it. Contractors, electricians, plumbers, painters, lawn service companies, Get More Tank will save you money and extend the life of your equipment. Hey, if you've got an engine, then Get More Tank. Save your money, save your engine, reduce your emissions, and save the earth with GetMoreTank.com. A 5-pack of GetMoreTank.com is only $22.22 plus shipping. Use the promo code Republic Broadcasting and get 10% off. Get More Tank is EPA registered, doesn't void warranties, and results vary. GetMoreTank.com.
Joe, go ahead with your further thoughts. Joe.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello. Yeah. I was saying that with the land, that pier, okay, that the U.S. military has put off of Israel, from the beginning, that was designed as a military offensive weapon, okay? We had that disgrace of a Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, who is just a joke, was questioned by Matt Gaetz in front of Congress. And Matt Gaetz rightfully said, well, are American troops on the ground supporting Israel? And this idiot Austin thought he could get away with his answer saying, well, we don't have any boots on the ground. Meaning what? Meaning that they're on this pier and they're not actually on the territory of Israel. So therefore, we don't have any boots on the ground. I mean, what a disgrace. Well, now you have this video, by the way, this video of American troops coming off of that pier, coming onto the land, under the guise of a humanitarian aid truck, and then the Israeli troops coming in and massacring, as I said, 274 people. Hey, why doesn't somebody, either Democrat, Republican, the U.S. Congress, start introducing, I think, since that's an international war crime, that's what we call a high crime and a misdemeanor by this president. That's certainly grounds to impeach him.
But, yes.
You know, the last thing I want to say was this whole thing about the fraud of this U.S. Representative system. Okay. When you have, like, for instance, I saw, by the way, Grand Rebbe Schumer, you know, Chuck Schumer of Brooklyn. I call him the Grand Rebbe of the United States. This fraud a few months ago, he says, oh, he criticized Netanyahu, right? Critical of Israel, critical of Netanyahu, right? Guess who also signed this letter to invite the war criminal, genocidal maniac, Netanyahu, to speak to the U.S. Congress? Chuckie Schumer. Oh, yeah. Oh, he really, so standing up for Palestinians, Schumer, and then you invite the literally blood-dripping genocidal maniac to speak to the U.S. Congress.
I think your idea of protesting, of calling your representative or your senator and saying to hell with that, the man's a genocidal maniac, the man is a mass murderer, he has no business addressing Congress, and shame on you for inviting him is a good one, a good idea, Joe. I like
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
I endorse.
And I'll just close by. Sorry.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I was going to close by saying, yeah, that's it, it's true. We absolutely need to make America great again. But for a safer world and a better world, we need to make Israel Palestine again.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jim.
Yeah. Thanks, y'all. Tom from Florida. Tom, I know you dropped. You may have been distracted. If you come back, are you there? Who we got here? Is that Tom from Omaha? I was Scott. You're not quite up yet,
it's
Tom.
It's Cynthia.
Cynthia. Yeah, no, I know it's Cynthia. I'm speaking to Tom in Florida. I'm telling Tom, I know you dropped. I'm saying if you come back in, I'll plug you in. Cynthia in California, go right ahead, Cynthia.
Well, I want to mention I'm so happy that the previous caller called into question the issue of our Constitution, because if you notice the name of the site that I promote is Reclaiming the Republic. The owner is had a long career in the Marine Corps. He's a systems engineer, and he has systematically taken apart the ratification debate. He can show where the frauds have been happening, and when you have a legal process that's based on fraud, it's reversible. So what he has outlined is the process of how you go about reclaiming our republic. So I've got my chance to put that in there. I want to go on to the issue that this was Operation Warp Speed, right? So when they were questioning Fauci and his boss about what happened, no one asked exactly who was actually in control. Well, you have to go to maybe the Department of Homeland Security, perhaps, for that, but certainly somebody within the Department of Defense. Now, notice they were in charge of the distribution pattern. And the red states had far more deaths and injuries than the blue states. That's a heads up to our military.
If that's a fact, you know, that's very, very important. Just as I believe they're sending a lot of these illegals into red states to try to affect the outcome in the electoral vote. It's all a disgrace. Cynthia, it's a disgrace from beginning to end.
So would you like me to give a final thought?
Sure.
So somebody said, oh, well, Trump is actually a Scotsman. So one of his first major speeches was to Congress when he said, our country has never been socialist and we're never going to be. And there was all this applause. Well, look at Trump's father's history of using federal programs to build his fortune. And if Wikipedia is correct, he actually got called in front of Congress because some of his nefarious activities. So Trump's fortune may have been based on socialist government projects that actually weren't even constitutional.
Okay, so
put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Glad to have those further thoughts. Renee in North Carolina, Renee, join the conversation.
Yes. I'm afraid we're on the verge of World War III, as Freemason Albert Pike predicted. And so I have 3 points to make that I need to point out. Cheryl from Florida pointed out twice that one of the targets that Putin was aiming for was the city of London. Now, the city of London is not the same as Greater London. The city of London is that special square mile where they set the price of gold. They have their own crest, flag, and mayor. And there, you can look at the crest and the flag. There is a dagger on it. So some say the dagger on that flag represents the dagger the mayor of the city of London used to kill the leader of the peasant revolt. Okay? So I think, like I say, if there's anybody who knows what's going on in this world, he's KGB first. He's been for decades, his entire adult life, studying all this. You know, for Putin to be targeting the city of London, I think he knows something, okay, that many of us who think we know stuff don't know. Point two. Okay, I don't know if you've heard it yet. Lindsey Graham told the truth. Sleazeball Republican Lindsey Graham actually told the truth. Apparently, what they're really after, there are $10 trillion worth of resources under the Ukraine. That's what this is really about, as usual, okay? Because as too many people who are, their brain is still so caught up in the American myth fairy tale, okay? Smedley Butler told us, war is a racket, okay? So the thing is, the reason so many white men died in World War One and World War Two. In fact, I'd say pretty much every war, the legitimate war we had was our fight with those white people in Britain that we had to fight for our freedom. That was a legitimate war, okay, of defense. I get that one, okay? But probably almost all wars since then have been deception and for profit. The thing is, I am the one that cares about the people and the men. I'm the one that cares. I don't want them duped, lied to, and sent off into a meat grinder for robber barons and thieves for profit. I'm the one that cares, okay? So the thing is, why can't people remember war is a racket? And instead of being proud, you should be angry at the other more powerful, like a joint chief of staff that tricked and duped your family members to be go maimed and killed. Okay?
Yeah,
I'm pissed. Okay? War is a racket, and we're getting ready, it looks like, to maybe be in another one. And it is all about this damn Anglo-American empire.
Your third point, Renee.
Well, that was it. I want that. The thing is, I listen, and I hate to have to be so blunt, but people are in denial. People are in denial, and denial is just a polite way of saying I lied to myself because I can't handle the truth because it's so ugly, okay?
Yeah.
People are in denial. We're so programmed into believing that American myth. We look, tattoo it on your wrist if you have to, people. War is a racket. They dupe us and lie us into this where they send off our men, and then the women have to cry over them, bury them, raise their children alone, so it's not like we don't suffer too. So I resent when people say that, okay?
Nay, excellent. You knocked it out of the park. You got it. You nailed it. Excellent. Thank you, Renee. Excellent. Thomas in Omaha. Thomas, join the conversation, Thomas.
Well, Professor, it's a pleasure to talk to you, and I'll give you a compliment, and then I have some questions for you.
Sure.
I'm a news addict, and I listen to a lot of shows, and I don't quite agree with all or everybody 100%, but I will say this. I I'm more aligned with you, Professor, than anyone that I listen to. I think that your opinion means so much to me.
Excellent. I'm very pleased. I'm very pleased to hear that, Thomas. Go right ahead.
But here's a question for you. Why is the Sandy Hook event so important? Why are they, they're doubling down on Sandy Hook, even though we all know it's a phony thing. I have your book, No One Died at Sandy Hook. Great book, but everyone should read it. But why are they doubling down on it? Why, Professor?
Well, they made it the centerpiece of the anti-gun movement, and the whole state of Connecticut was involved from top to bottom, from the Newtown School Board, from the town clerk, from everyone who participated, the volunteer fire department, the Connecticut State Police. They worried the whole state of Connecticut could be liable, that it could essentially collapse if the fraud were exposed. It's so enormous in its scope, Thomas. And remember, Eric Holder, the federal government was in this from the beginning. What was initiated, according to my sources, which include two of the actual participants who are supposed to be among the dear departed but are very much alive, thank you, that Eric Holder came down in 2006 and offered Newtown $114 million if they'd perform in this fakery to illustrate what could happen if we take guns away from the American people. They worried if the whole thing is blown, no one's going to believe the government anymore, and they are not going to be able to pull the wool over our eyes as frequently as they have in the past. They've gone all in on Sandy Hook, Thomas.
Okay, great answer. Some other time when I call in, I'll ask about Oklahoma City, but I want to switch my next question to you, Professor, on who is behind QAnon and Q and all that sort of stuff.
Well, that's a really good question. You know, I was curious about the whole Q movement from the beginning. I believe it's objective. It was a psyop intended to give hope to Trump supporters that they not take action, that if they would believe, you know, Trump was really in control, that everything is actually being managed, they wouldn't react the way one would if you took service events at face value. So it really was, you might call it a crowd control. It was a public relations. It was a political management operation. I think it's a fantasy. It's hopium. It's giving people, you know, reason to think things are okay when they're desperately bad and out of whack. So that's what was going on there. That's my take, Thomas.
All right. My third and final question for you is, do you think the QAnon or the Q people are the ones behind the flat earth society and all that sort of rubbish?
I can't answer that. There's, you know, there are quite a few elaborate frauds going on out there. Flat Earth, only one among them. I think the climate change business is far more threatening than Flat Earth, because climate change would have us actually change our way of life, give up the internal combustion gasoline engine, which is really our greatest source of mobility. It's the backbone of our economy. It's really a whole idea that CO2, you know, affects global warming is proven false by 600 million years of Earth's history. There's no correlation between the amount of CO2 in the atmosphere and the temperature of the Earth. In fact, CO2 is indispensable in the production of air and water, and also cools Earth in three or four different dimensions. I did a series, a 10-part series, with a brilliant engineer by the name of Joe Olson. You can find on my BitChute channel, Jim Fetzer. Look for the anti-global warming or a series with Joe Olson, and you'll find just proof after proof after proof that substantiates what I'm saying to you here and now, Thomas. Three really good questions, my friend. A final thought?
You're the Babe Ruth of talk radio.
Thomas, that's very nice. I love it. I'm glad you called. Really good stuff. Tom in Utah. Tom, join us, my friend. Give us your thoughts.
Hi, Jim. I'm still desperately looking for people, and I'm really grateful to you because you may at least made calls to get back with me, but it hasn't worked out because we're both busier than busy. Anyway, yeah. I'm still looking for anybody who cares about the Gulf War veterans who've been betrayed and abused by the system. You know, and the webpage that you can find going tominutah.com, aka flamesofinjustice.com.
Yeah.
I'm still looking desperately for a way to validate my defendants who are in Kuwait and in the Gulf War. They accused him of arson, but then they want to bootstrap him with stolen valor. Because while he was incarcerated temporarily, all his records disappeared, including his Social Security, his disability.
Yeah.
His birth certificate, everything disappeared. And now they're trying
I have another contact I'll reach out to, Tom, to see if he knows. He knows a lot of vets who might contribute to your research on Gulf War syndrome. Okay, Tom, I'll pursue it right after this show. And if I have any luck,
yeah,
we
have a court date next Tuesday, and I'm desperately looking for records to validate.
Okay. I'm on it, Tom. I'm on it. Anyone out there? Let the station know.
TomInUtah.com.
TomInUtah.com. Thank you, Tom. Thank you very much, my friend. You're doing good work. Hijacker, join the conversation, Hijacker.
Yes, Professor Fetzer, very, very great show, always must listen to. It looks like the clock is going to hit me, so you want me to hold until we click over or?
No, this is the anti-jacker. Use it now. We don't. Tomorrow is another day, but, you know, the end of the show is here. You're up. Go ahead for it.
All right. Yeah. So just an off point, but I'm in Renee's camp. You know, I know it was basically the Christian white male American baby boomer elite. I'm talking about the Mike Lindells, the people at the top. They had institutional power, you know, the guys between 60 and 80 years old. And they just took their kingdoms and they just took their businesses and they just didn't organize us. So, but that's not why I called. What I called about is that, Professor, you know, we're getting ready to go into the bankruptcy, the hyperinflation. We're going massive lawlessness.
I think we are, Hijacker. A lot of people are in denial, but I think that's coming. Yes.
Yeah, we got this next 4 years coming up and we just know they got the reset. We're flooded with the illegals. You know, once things get, once we go into a depression, the illegals that come from third world nations, they're going to go to gangology, so massive criminality. Now
yes.
We're at World War III, and I don't know if you heard Lindsey Graham on Face the Nation, but he basically came out and said, look, Ukraine has got $10 to $20 trillion of wealth underneath the ground, and we need to get that. We need to be their partners. Says that the Russians and the Chinese don't get it.
You got to
get that clip. It's unbelievable. But anyways, this is my point. So it's a winner take all. This Ukraine thing, they have to win it. They need that $20 trillion to offset all of the debt. But
they're not gonna win it. We all of our forces combined cannot defeat Russia. I mean, that's just a fact. So Hijacker, it's hopeless. They're going to make the effort, and a whole lot of us are going to die as a consequence, sad to say. Hijacker, I want to squeeze one, two more in. Give me do you have a final thought?
Well, no, I just want to talk. They're going to bring back the strong man Trump because only he can do that. But I wanted to get your take on the VP. That's really what I wanted to ask you about.
I still think it's going to be Tulsi Gabbard. People think Tom Cotton's a possibility. I think he'd be a bad choice, but that's another. Call back tomorrow, Hijacker. Let's talk more about it. Call back tomorrow. I'm glad you called in today.
Tom in Florida.
I'm glad you called back, Tom. Go ahead. Take advantage of the time that remains, Tom.
Yeah, Jim, I just want to say Frank made a great call today. Frank really made a great call. And I hope Jim from New York calls in. Frank made a great call. But listen, let's go back to Hunter. Hunter's been found on three charges, guilty on all charges, okay?
Yes.
This is not even counting the tax situation in California, which he'll be found guilty on that, okay? So I think Biden's going to cut a deal. And I think Biden's going to cut a deal. I don't know if he's going to step down to running. But I think he's going to cut a deal to back off now because he's going to realize once Trump gets back in there, it's like a bull in a china shop, man. There's and to hijacker, let me tell you, hijacker, I think Trump is the only answer right now. That's the only thing we got out there. And we got to get Trump back in there because he's already said he's going to get rid of 16 million illegals in the country. Now, I'll hold his ass to the fire. I'll call that goddamn number every day until he does what he says he's going to do. Now, I want to see all these illegals deported the hell out of here. I don't give a damn where they come from. Matter of fact, I just caught 9 terrorists, Jeff, breaking news. 9 terrorists have just been caught at the border trying to sneak into California. 9 of them. It's all over the news. So I just want to say there's terrorists. We don't know how many terrorists are in here. There's literally hundreds of thousands of them in here. Okay? Yeah. So we need Trump to get back in here for that one aspect of his coming in. I will say this, Jim. Hunter Biden, Jill Biden, the stepmother Hunter, knowing that he was sleeping with his brother's wife, she goes to that courtroom every day, goes to France, comes back. What about the Green New Deal? All these pigs scream about the Green New Deal. What about all the fuel she's using?
It's all bullshit, Tom. The Green New Deal's a farce. They know it. They don't respect it. That's for the little people. That's just to deceive the masses. That's just a method of manipulating public opinion.
Exactly, Jim. And you know what? Joe Biden shit his pants. And Normandy, how important was that for the world stage?
Tom, I talked about it. I used just those words. Yes, he did. I know. Unbelievable. I do think he's going to bow out. He's going to pardon Hunter, and he's going to withdraw from the race. I think it's going to happen.
Well, okay. And as far as a VP candidate, I think Trump only got 3 chance choices. He's either got to pick Tim Scott to really lock up the black vote, which I think would be a great move, believe it or not. I like J.D. Vance, who's from Appalachia. We got to start pumping all these billions and billions of dollars into the Appalachian area, like West Virginia and Ohio and all that. Not in third world countries. We need to start making these white Americans.
Who's your third candidate, Tom? Who's your third choice?
My third candidate, I hate to tell you, for a woman, I would have to probably go with I like to see Sarah Huckabee, but that ain't possible. She's a governor. So I'll have to go with maybe you have to pull Elise Stefanik on there. A woman. I have to say it. You might want to pull the woman vote.
I think Tim Scott is not qualified to be president of the United States, and he's going to get the black vote anyway. He's getting the black vote, the Latino vote. There's so much resentment of the border, open borders and all that, stealing all the jobs. I don't think it'll be Stefanik. It might be Vance. Tom, thanks. Meanwhile, spend as much time as you can with your family, your friends, and people you love and care about, because literally we do not know how much time we have left. And support RBN.
Thank you, Jim.
You got it, Julie.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Got it.